The fall fires burned in all the parks across Fivelle, dotting the city with pockets of glow. They turned leaves to ash and sent a warm woody aroma winding through the busy streets. A tiny cyclone lifted into the alleyway beside Lottie, twisting leaves the colour of fire and goldenrod and umber through the air, faster and faster, until they blurred together. The wind stopped and the leaves settled, nestling back onto the pavement. Lottie stepped on one and smiled as it gave a satisfying crunch. She breathed in deeply. Her nose had taken on a hint of pink in the chilly wind, but she didn't mind the cold. It only meant that winter crept closer from the north, readying itself to wrap Fivelle, the capital of the land of the living, in an embrace built of steaming hot cocoa and glimmering icicles and bright snow. Each of the seasons held a special place inside Lottie's heart. Each had its own scents, sights, flavours, and best of all, colours. Colours she would run home and mix up until she created just the right shades to paint a scene from her day and present it to her parents. Lottie's gallery, the long hall that separated the living spaces from their bedrooms, rotated its collection each season. It was now nearly packed to the brim with images of foliage and pumpkins, brown leather coats and hands tucked into pockets, bright red apples and acorns fallen from a tree. Lottie's fingers itched, longing to get to her paints so she could try to recreate the way the leaves had smudged together as they spun in the air. She peered in through the wide front window of Felicity's Enchanted Treats, a shop that was always crowded, regardless of the season. In the fall, they sold sticky buns and cider. In the winter, candied nuts and the best hot cocoa in town. Spring was sugar cookies and tea made from flowers that bloomed in hot water. And summer, of course, was ice cream and lemonade. Lottie allowed her gaze to roam the line of patrons inside the shop until she found her father at the checkout, getting ready to pay. Her mouth watered and her eyes lit up at the sight of the steam rising and swirling from the cups on the counter. A treat and a walk through the park before supper. Their weekly tradition was well underway. Ouch! Lottie startled as someone knocked into her shoulder from behind, sending her stumbling. She reached her hands out and braced herself against the wall of Felicity's shop, the colour of which had been enchanted to change with the seasons. She could tell instantly it had been done by an artist with magic, the kind Lottie hoped to be someday. Today, it was a deep burgundy that echoed the colour of the remaining leaves on the line of maples across the street. Lottie regained her footing and whipped her head around until she spotted the woman, one of the living grey, in a long cloud-grey trench coat and steel-coloured scarf and hat. The woman tucked her neck into her shoulders and shuffled down the sidewalk, the magic inside her a faint, flickering yellow, as thin and as fragile as a butterfly's wings. Lottie's heart hurt for the woman more than any bump to the shoulder ever could. The people who kept their pigment and their magic glowing strong remained speckled brightly around her, moving briskly, eyes held high and filled with purpose, while throngs of living grey muddled slower and wearier through the streets.